Fuck if it just closed.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin and DK in the background. Sorry to keep you guys waiting, but it was an electrifying end to a preseason game. And the Commanders have come out victorious. They have won their Super Bowl for the year. Wait, what was the final score? Was it 29-28?
I believe so, yep.
Yeah, 29-28, they win. This is my question for you, Glenn. Do you think Eric Bieniemy...
Don't come in here being all sour after a preseason loss.
I don't care at all. I promise I don't care at all.
All right.
Do you think Eric Bieniemy was looking around when everyone was high-fiving and the owner's like, yeah! And he's like, dang, did I just make a mistake?
It probably felt familiar because the last time he was on the field, you know, weren't they celebrating just like this? Well, that was the Super Bowl, but
yeah,
I mean,
well, yeah, but I mean to like, you know what I'm saying? Like the bar is so low.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They were, I was surprised at how many people were left in the stands and yeah, the overall excitement level of the coaches, the players, the fans, but it was an exciting game. It was a preseason game, but it was still a really exciting game. It kept going back and forth and ultimately came down to the wire. So, hey man, at least those fans who went out there and sat through a preseason game in its entirety got a good show of it, Jimbo.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know Harry was out there tonight and he was pretty bummed that the parking was triple the price of the ticket.
Sounds right.
Yeah, sounds about right. But yeah,
Hey, look, he's got to get that $6.05 billion back somewhere, you know?
One $60 parking ticket at time, right? That's right. How many is that mathematically? Does he need a billion of them?
I'll just take the 0.05 and I'll just go away happily. It was 6.05 billion. So what's that 05 lead out to? What's that?
500,000?
I think it's like 5 mil at least.
Or is that 50 million? Oh, let's see. 6.1 would 50 be 6 million. Point
yeah, it's 100 million. Million. Oh, I'll take 50 mil and be real happy, Jimbo.
I hope so. Goodness gracious.
You know?
If you get 50 million and happy, that's your problem.
That's
dude.
Right. That's right.
But yeah, I'm telling you, man, for real though, Eric Bieniemy had to be looking around like, yeah, we're happy right now.
Yeah, what? They were hype. They were certainly hype. But yeah, good for them because that fan base went through a lot for many, many years. Joseph Eckert says, yeah. Joey Sly with the Falcon kick. He hit the big one. No doubt about it.
I'm so glad because the thing is kind of tired, right? The streak. I'm like over it. It's a good omen.
Yeah, I'm glad. I guess
about something real.
I'm sure John's probably glad to some degree because look, as much as it's meaningless, it means something to them. It's like everybody says it's a meaningless thing, and it does. It doesn't count. But is it meaningless when we used to play, you know, backyard basketball and football? It was meaningless it wasn't going in any record books, but it didn't feel meaningless to me, Jimbo. It didn't feel meaningless to those playing. So, you know, even though it's meaningless in the grand scheme of things, the players, you know, certainly always want to win when they're out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's meaningless. What am I supposed to say? I don't know.
I'm just saying when you're out there though, it doesn't matter if you're in the backyard or this is far more meaningful than me and you on Banyan Road. You know?
It is. Maybe.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, it is. I'm being goofy now because I'm tired. This is what happens when you get tired of me close to midnight, dude. It's way past my bedtime, man. Let me tell you what. Mm-hmm. Way past your boy's bedtime. But yeah, no, you're absolutely. And you know what? You know how past my bedtime it is? I'm embarrassed to say this on air. I was watching the game without a shirt on, so I ran upstairs in my bedroom. My wife's already asleep to grab a shirt. My shirt's inside out. My shirt is absolutely inside out right now.
Dude, I think, honestly, hearing this, you should have just done the show how you watched the game, dude.
We would have lost viewers.
Come on, man.
We'd have lost viewers. I'm just this pudgy dude. Like, you should have seen me on Saturday, dude. Billy going through the park with no shirt on.
Killing him. All right, let's get into it. Manny says running back decision has to be made at this point. Mitchell gets a spot. Well, look, if we're going to get into a lot of it, we might as well jump into this battle now. Manny's, I think Manny is 100% right. I mean, look, Melvin Gordon, 8 for 34.
Dude, getting stopped on that third and one.
Dude, you can't let that happen.
By Forbes, who's
159 pounds. You cannot let yourself get stopped on third inches by Forbes.
Yeah, he breaks 160 with his draws full of nickels and dimes, and you know what I mean? He's like weighing in like Little League weighing in. Got to make the minimum requirement.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot let that guy tackle you. Keaton Mitchell has the impressive run, as well as, you know, I thought he was really impressive on the kick return. The ultimately, I haven't heard any details on the shoulder injury. I hope it's not a collarbone. Which would really, you know, make the decision a lot easier for the coaches. But the way his arm was hanging, I was nervous, Jimbo, that he might have, you know, hurt that collarbone.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he's all right, man, because he's one of those guys that has been fun to root for. A lot of anticipation for him going into this preseason. And he digs, man. The way that he can just dig up the earth and really move, man. The way that delayed handoff.
Yeah.
Shoo, man, that's he put some earth underneath him, didn't he? Just
dude, he's got bursts. He's got that explosiveness that you know, a lot of the young running backs have right away coming out of college. Robert says it was a great game. Saw some good things from number four. We're gonna get into that. Volkolek, number 47, Kohler, Keaton Mitchell immediately cut number 10.
Yes,
and number 39. Yes, tonight. Let them share an Uber back to the castle. Let me just say this real quick. I can't go any further. I almost at this point starting to feel bad how much we beat up on this guy, Jimbo.
I know.
But, dude, James Prochet is one of those guys that just drives me freaking batty when I watch this guy play. First of all, because he makes a great move off the line, like gets fantastic separation on that corner, and the throw isn't good. I mean, there's no doubt. Josh Johnson's under pressure. I'm not really, like, banging on Josh Johnson, but it's just a short throw. However, I think every wideout would say, sign me up for that. One-on-one against a guy, a touchdown situation. Trust me that at least it's not going to get intercepted. At the very least.
Right.
Somehow turns into this ridiculous interception.
Poor James, man.
But really what pissed me off, and the last play of the game, did you guys... If you haven't seen the very last Ravens play of the game, he throws it up to the right-hand side. James Prochet, not only does he not aggressively go after the ball, at the very last second, his arms go down and he backs away. Jimmy, he backs away and lets the interception take place. Look at it again. I rewound it like three or four times. I said, he backs out of the guy's way.
Because I watched the play, but I must not have...
The last second, he puts his arms down and he gyms. You know, Jim, the gym move when Steve Carell falls into the pond?
Oh, yeah.
He does that, dude. I'm like, what is he doing, dude? Like, it's just like one of those things that he just absolutely drives me crazy to watch play. I can't handle it. And I feel bad because I'm not like trying to beat up on the guy, but.
Sure.
Holy smokes. He just, I mean, like, what are you doing? You get out of his way?
Let's see.
Watch his reaction at the very end. He literally, he backs up. He's like, no, you go ahead. Like I do when I get to the mall doors with someone. I go, you go ahead. Because I'm courteous. You're not supposed to do that on the football field.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, hold on. I'm about to get to it. I want to see this, exactly what you're talking about. Let's see here. Here he comes. They're coming out. Here comes the bomb.
Yep. Yeah, watch his aggressive play.
And then he goes after the tackle, though, valiantly. He makes the tackle valiantly, dude. Makes the tackle. Like, he literally watched it.
He got out of the way.
He throws it. Here it comes.
Look at him.
No, you.
Look at
him.
Is this hot potato? Did he think he was playing hot potato? Oh, he makes me crazy.
Poor guy.
He makes me absolutely batty. I don't see how he makes the team. I mean, every time I see him, it's just like, oh, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't hear any of the bandwagoners this year, the like faction of Ravens fans that's like, James Prochet. I think they're all finally over it at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty
done for.
There's really nothing to grasp at. Kieran says, Washington acting like Brock Lesnar beating Undertaker streak at WrestleMania. Yeah, they were hype, dude. They were hype. It was like Sugar Sean O'Malley when he hits the right cross this past weekend That's what it kind of felt like. But hey, man, that it's hard for me to know, because that organization has put their fans through an awful lot. So
yeah,
give them this. Give them this. Yeah, yeah. This is going to be their year in the regular season. So give them this.
Yeah, and yeah, no, I agree. I tell you what, Howell looked heck of a lot better than Brissett.
Oh, dude, Brissett was bad, but Sam Howell, dude, honestly, until he had like at one point he had like 13 completions for like 106 yards. It's like, yeah, okay, right. You're going up against a bunch of backups. There wasn't a starter on defense. It's like I'm still not sold on Howell yet.
Sure,
and I bet I'd be really pissed if Terry McLaurin has a bad toe injury playing with one minute before half.
I know, man. I know. Gosh.
Like he's, Terry?
Yeah, he's an awesome. I mean, he's like a fun commander to watch for sure.
Oh yeah, and root for, even if I'm not a fan. JL says coverage was very disappointing, hoping it doesn't carry over. Seeing Bateman, OBJ and Zay warm up made me feel some type of way. Can't wait till the 10th. Yeah, I mean, look, Zay, not only did he warm up, he put on a very brief show for us. And I think, tell me what you think. Am I crazy to think after he makes the catch, he goes up the sideline. I feel wrong saying, does Hollywood go out of bounds there, or does he cut back inside and score? Honestly, does he go out of bounds at the 5?
Glenn, I tell you what, you've been doing the show with me too long.
You rub it off on me.
I know. Yes. You're going to get us blocked. My Hollywood is going to be your fault, dude.
I'm just saying, dude.
Oh, he goes out of bounds. There's no way he cuts it upfield, though, right?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes.
You know it. Yeah, you're right, though.
I knew you'd be on my side here.
Yes. There's no way that he puts his foot in the ground and looks up and goes, this looks fun. Not a chance.
No.
I mean, come on. He's like, oh, we got it. This is a nice game here. Let's live for another play.
I think he goes out of bounds. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, that kid, he just looked – I mean, all the greats do this in preseason back in the day, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, even the later round picks that stand out, you know, they do it first in preseason, and then you're like, all right, wow, this kid is really special. He just looked on a different level. It was almost as if you were to probably go back to his high school tape and watch him in high school, where he looked that much faster than everyone around him on the field.
Yeah, he's like, ready for starters to be around him. Not
yeah, like enough. This just what it just wasn't fair.
No, he's going to be something special, man. I am so excited to see what he can do in when the live bullets start. I think I've seen enough after that touchdown. I said,
yeah,
tied his helmet. I have better not see him on Saturday. Like, I've seen enough from Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I agree with you. I almost said my trigger word, but I didn't say it. But I agree with you. And, you know, just like Ravens O's Nation said, that Zay Flowers touchdown, though, was fire, at least for sure. You know, just like we were talking about. The other thing, too, I'll say about Zay Flowers is I'm excited for him to get out there with the starters. But one of the things I'm excited about tonight that has to do with Zay that's got me excited is that I saw tonight Monken really, it could be preseason, so it's kind of hard to tell, but like it seemed like the guys catching the ball had space. Like that was engineered, fabricated space. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what's exciting, because before, if anyone got space, it was because Mark Andrews played backyard football and twisted the guy up like a top and the guy got lost and he caught the ball, right? Like it was all player created, but tonight you kind of saw system created space. So that was really exciting for me to see. Cause then just like you said, all the things that Zay can do just get absolutely magnified.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that was exciting.
All these, we got a lot of guys that are going to be good in space. And I was very encouraged to see that it wasn't just like Josh Johnson. I mean, look, Josh Johnson, 10 of 12, 145 yards, two tutties. Had the pick. I put a note here. He put himself back into the conversation for number two with Huntley's injury and him missing so much time. And then Josh Johnson played fantastic. Anthony Brown, you know, to some degree played just as well. I think what's encouraging is that what you want to see from Todd Monken at this point is that he can teach this offense effectively to everyone. And when I see everyone playing well, when I see all your quarterbacks playing well, I think, man, Josh Johnson, 10 of 12 in this offense.
Yeah.
Anthony Brown, you know, comes out hot, two tutties early. As soon as he comes in, bing, bang, boom. what's Lamar Jackson going to look like in this offense, knowing that he's getting more reps than both these guys, that he's getting challenged by the defense than both these guys, you know, more than both these guys. It's got me encouraged to see even more so what this offense is going to bring regular season.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Monken looks to be all as advertised, and I'm excited to see how that works out. You know, really funny. I just want to point this out. I wasn't the only one that was
so cringy.
Oh, this was hilarious, man. This was hilarious. Manny says Joe Buck's awkward handshake was highlight of the night. Of course, with the new owner, Josh Harris. Josh Harris, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Josh Harris of the Washington Commanders. He is part the majority. I think the majority owner of the management group. You know,
yep.
Whatever. However that breaks down, the majority owner of the team within the management group that purchased the team. That was hilarious. And Joe played it off pretty well. So did Josh. He like put his hands back down.
He's a pro.
Real quick.
Yeah. It was super awkward.
I'll tell you what was really funny, and I want to bring this tweet up because I thought it was hilarious. Ryan Mink tweeted, this is 3 hours ago, so during the game, right? Ryan Mink tweeted this. To be clear, we're seeing the Commanders starting offense versus Ravens second and third string defense right now.
Yeah, and fourth string when you talk cornerback. Yeah.
Oh,
no, I mean, you saw their entire starting unit the entire first half. I couldn't be happier by how some of these guys played. I mean, you got to understand they're going up against guys who have significant playing experience and are Pro Bowlers at some positions. I mean, I don't think we should be so hard on especially some of our members of the secondary. Max offered said Seymour may be a player. And I think Max brings up a perfect example. I put a note here.
Yeah.
Seymour has been playing well at the perfect time for the Ravens, not just for him, but for the team.
I was
going to
say,
well.
And for him, but you're right. Yeah.
I mean, he's been playing his ass off since really the injury bug really struck. Mm-hmm. And he did so again today. If he doesn't get his head around on that play, he gets called for a PI, no doubt about it. He gets his head around, makes a play on the ball. And that just makes it to where it doesn't matter that. Yeah, there was some contact because he got his freaking head around. That's the thing that cornerbacks oftentimes can't do. Like we saw on the opposite side, with the penalty on Tylan Wallace, where the corner couldn't get his head around, runs into him like this, gets the penalty. I thought Seymour has been probably one of the biggest surprises of camp.
Yeah, I don't want to see anyone mispronouncing this guy's name anymore. He's hit the scene. He is Kevon Seymour, not Kevin Seymour, not Kevon Seymour. Kevon Seymour, he is here to stay. You're absolutely right. I think he's been playing well. So national folks out there, Joe Buck did it right tonight. Get his name right. Say it with your chest. He has been playing well, and I'm excited to see what this kid can do. This guy I want to talk about as well, because I have a note for this. Damon Mitchum says Ardarius had a freaking game, but fortunately without Hurts secondary of the season, can start off rough. So dude, that play at the end where he got his hand in there and poked that ball away. Man, that was a play. Falling down, you know, on the ground, last ditch effort, not giving up on anything. He had that.
Oh, you're talking about, I got you. Over the middle, right?
Yeah. He had the breakup, the pass breakup in the end zone. Mm-hmm. He had a big tackle. What? There was a big tackle that he had.
He's second on our team in tackles. Actually tied for the lead.
He was all over the place tonight. I think he had
three pass deflections.
Yeah, I think he's also ready to take on a significant role, I think, on this defense. I know he got shook up in that play that he made the PBU on. Hopefully he's doing all right, and it's nothing that's lingering because we don't need any more hits to that position. But how are you feeling about Ardarius? You're warming up on him, and him getting reps at that slot position. Just out there on the field in general. Forget exactly where he's going to be with all these injuries. It's kind of hard to tell right now. But how are you feeling about our Ardarius Washington?
Well, to me, he's been making plays all camp, like even before we had the injuries. Even when Marlon was out there, Rock was out there, we still kept hearing this guy's name. I think his role is super important because I don't think the Ravens want to necessarily have to keep Kyle Hamilton in that nickel role, even with these injuries. And I think Ardarius could play a big part in keeping Kyle in a more traditional safety role, where I think the Ravens are expecting him to make a huge leap and become more of an impact player in the game. Like, yeah, sure, he plays great in that role, but he's limited in how much he can impact the game when he's just being asked to do that limited role. They want to expand his role, and to do that, they're going to need a guy to fill that role he played last year, and I think Ardarius could do that to some degree and alleviate some of that responsibility. This guy's been, I mean, it's just crazy because he's shorter, but he definitely looks thicker. He's definitely put on some muscle. He's put on some weight, but he just plays so much bigger. And I've been impressed with him to get 3 pass breakups in a game. That ain't easy. I mean, it's the game is set up to really be against cornerbacks. So the fact that he's been able to do this, I've been impressed with him. Yeah, I think he makes his way on the roster.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and not only just on the roster, just like you said, I think into a significant role here, certainly early on, but I think even following that, I thought it was awesome because it's funny. As soon as the ball went right over his outstretched hand, I know exactly what went through. Well, people that are watching the game said, oh, well, if he wasn't so short, right?
Yep.
And he turns around and smacks the ball. Right. And is like, he can't do one thing. You just do the other. Right.
That's right.
And man, that was awesome to see. So I'm excited about him. Before we go any further, really quickly, DK, if you want to, yeah, thank you. I want to get to this before we neglect it. We've got to talk about our sponsor of the show, BetUS. Exciting partnership here. We've been working them for a few weeks now. And I've said it before, Glenn, BetUS gets it done when it comes to the gambling game. You can gamble on anything you want. Talk to me, Glenn. What's going on with BetUS? Yeah, anything got you excited this year?
Well, I mean, I think anytime I see, I like to take chances on some of these season bets because it's like, then you have the kind of the best of both worlds. Of course, you're going to do the weekly bets. Everybody knows that. Everybody's going to do that. But get in now before the season starts and jump on early because some of these win totals, especially for the Ravens, I think are a little bit low. So take advantage of it. Get into some of these season bets. But also, it's the goofy bet. I like the prop bets. I like the single player bets. I see the yardage for Mark Andrews. What was the yardage for Mark Andrews for the
season? 800.
Like 800. On, he is going. He did that in Greg Roman's offense. This offense was built around a tight end at Georgia.
Yeah, not once, not twice, 3 times.
That's right. And people can say, oh, they got more weapons.
It doesn't matter.
It's him and Lamar have a special connection. So I think stick with what you know. Go with the Ravens. And look, any money you're putting in, you're getting it matched 125%. So take advantage of it. It's free money. Have some more fun watching your Ravens.
Yeah, and if you had any trouble with the link before, for some reason it was there were some technical issues with the link. We've put the new link in the description. It's there. So make sure to go check it out. But BetUS is awesome. You'll have a lot of fun with it. And like we've said before, and we say every time, we're grateful for it because it's a great year for you guys to support the show, help us keep the lights on. So that's it for commercial break. Let's get back to some Ravens, which is why you're all here.
Yeah. Tom Botto says, do you guys think we'll keep 4 tight end or 3 and 1 on the practice squad? I'm glad you brought this up because, man, did Vocalek show you something tonight or what? This dude, I mean, and also Charlie Kohler. I mean, look, Charlie Kohler has 2 30-yard passes right up the seam. Shows the ability to not only get up the field but also hold on to the ball in a tough catch scenario. And then Travis Vocalek, not to be outdone, gets 2 quick tutties to start the second half. I mean, again, showing strong hands in traffic. I don't know. It's going to be really tough to cut one of these guys, but I think.
And like, you got to add Ricard into that whole conversation, right?
Hey, look, Ricard threw his 5-yard crossing route in there, right? He said, I'll take one grab.
And in a crucial moment, right? Quarterback was in distress. We were in our own red zone.
Yeah.
That was a 3rd down as well, wasn't it?
Yep, it was 3rd and 5, I believe.
Yeah, and Ricard's like, yeah, I'll take that. So, I think that...
What do they do here, Jimbo?
Because I think they roll the dice, and I think Vocalek goes to the practice squad.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty unlikely, wouldn't you think, that a team would add him to their active roster?
I think after tonight, there might, Bill Belichick might come calling or something. Like, count on Bill to do something. Especially with a last name like that, right?
What, Vocalek? Yeah, I know, right? He sounds
Belichick
like a Patriot.
Belichick would call him up. It's not like a ski at the end or something.
Yeah, right, right,
A Vitch at the end, but it's a Vocalek.
Yeah, right? It does sound like a Patriot. But, I mean, I think that he could be a guy, if there's a rash of injuries on another team at tight end, the team goes, look, we need a receiving tight end. This guy looks like a pretty good athlete, and he's a big dude. I mean, I think he played phenomenal. But also Charlie Kohler. I don't want to gloss over the 2 30-yard catches he's had, because to this point we haven't been impressed with Kohler in training camp. I thought he kind of
Right.
It's just been uneventful. Every time I see him, I'm like, yeah, he's there, but what has he done? And then today he kind of burst on the scene with those two early grabs. Man, this tight end room is deep and talented, Jimbo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see what happens, but ultimately I do think that that'll be what it is as far as the guys that they have there. I mean, you feeling good about Ricard? Do you think there'll be a surprise cut here?
Oh, man, I'm starting to feel less good about it. I mean,
are you?
It's just like, I don't know, man. I don't think any of those guys can do what he does, and I get that. But at the same point, man, Volkolak, man, he could get you something. And I just wonder, like, what if there's an injury at that spot and you don't have a guy like Volkolak because you decide to go with Ricard? Ricard certainly can't do anything close to what these three guys can do, or four guys, I should say. But ultimately, if they can't block, somebody's got to block. And so I think Ricard will likely still find his way onto the roster.
Yeah, and ultimately, I'm not going to tell Ricard what he can and can't do.
No, He looks bigger this year.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think it's like your statement is fair, but I'm not going to tell him that. You know, he'll go out there and just like you said.
He ain't running no seam route, though.
No, I mean, he's not Charlie Kohler, that's for sure.
No.
But he'll catch a pass, and he'll put the fear of God in somebody, too, that's for sure. He'll make a guy think real hard.
He will.
Like, do I really want to do this?
Yeah. You know?
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see how things go with him. I want to talk about the defense for a second, though. I know we're kind of bouncing around back and forth, but I want to talk about a guy that we talked about in the first game who also got a decent amount of run tonight, and that was David Ajabo. My takeaway from tonight was, so I saw some bad. I saw him like, I don't know if the proper term is like over-pursuing, where like he would kind of run past the, like he would outrun the assignment or whatever the football term is for that, right? Like there's a million of them, but he would run past the play basically. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, pull a Julius from Remember the Titan where he's like, block him, hold him, do something. Right.
Yeah.
Just blow past him, because that's what he was doing a couple of times. And then he would put out the arm to try and grab the guy. And it's like, dude, you can't do that in the NFL. That will do nothing. Right. But I did see more effort in the run game. He tried very hard. If you noticed, every time there was a run play, even if he wasn't the first one there, he made sure he was in that frame.
Right.
Around that football.
Yep.
So that's something, right? Like he's trying hard at it. And I guess he got the message from kind of how it looked the last time. So, I wasn't like overwhelmingly impressed, but I saw a bit more effort is I guess what I would say.
I think that's a good way to put it. I think we saw more of a motor. We saw a good effort. To me, he still looks like he's not strong enough just yet, especially in the upper body.
Yeah.
For this position, this is
when guys get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Right tackle got a hold of him a couple of times and it was like, ugh.
Yeah, I think he still has to put on more strength, and I still am waiting to see that explosiveness off the snap. Like, I need to – what I thought I was going to see, and maybe I'm just – maybe I need to adjust my lens, but when I was here and all the hype and I saw him in college, what I was hoping to see with the Ravens is that he could explode off the line of scrimmage and get – using a speed rush, get around the tackle, bend, and get to the quarterback. I haven't seen that explosion yet. I need to see explosiveness. That's all.
But you know what, Glenn? That's a great point you bring up, because I don't know if it's just the explosion as much as it is, even if he does have the first step, like the ability to disengage with the guy in front of him. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. That I didn't necessarily think about, but you saw tonight, as soon as they were inside the pad, like that guy was inside his pads, he wasn't going anywhere.
No.
You know what I mean? So that you're right. That's a great point. The strength has got to continue. And look, maybe that doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Technique will improve and that can help that. And maybe the burst continues to come back, but look, maybe he might need a year to ramp as the guy that we're expected. Ultimately, this is really still his rookie season. Would we have liked that he came into this season a bit more changed in his body? To me, he still looks a little bit like he did coming out of college. So, and I'm not here to say he did or he was or wasn't in the weight room, right? Like it's not all about the way you look. Strength is strength, but maybe he just needs a year to really feel the NFL strength and realize, all right, I need to catch up on some things, right?
Yep. Yeah. And he's still a young guy, young to the sport. But man, I'm just hoping I hope that whatever that injury was that kept him out for a few days, that I just ever since then, I just haven't really, you know, seen that explosiveness. So we'll hope to see it at some point this season, or, you know, early parts of the season. But also on the defensive side of the ball, I want to talk another cornerback. We talked Kevon Seymour. I hope I said his name okay. Is it Kevon?
It's Kevon Seymour. Unless Kevon I'm saying Seymour. It wrong, it's Kevon Seymour. Yeah.
Okay.
I could be the one saying it wrong.
But Caillou Blue Kelly, I thought, had some nice moments tonight as well. I thought he threw his body around. He was physical.
Yeah.
That tackle he made on the 255-pound fullback in the flat to stop the two-point conversion.
That was a big play.
That was a big game. I thought that he kind of gave up on the deep play to the right side when Hal rolled out. I think he assumed the play was over, but the wide receiver he was guarding comes back to the ball and ultimately gets a catch, and it looked as if Caillou assumed the play was over and kind of gave up on it. So he had moments where he played well, but then also had moments where he looked like a rookie out there. But, man, I just hope he can get kind of all these rookie – you know, moments out of the way.
Get it all out of him now.
Dude, they're going to have to rely on him early, dude. Like, there's just not many guys on this team. And if he's a healthy body, chances are he's going to be out there running around trying to chase the Texans and Bengals around. Man, it just makes me – I just hope we see more of the good that we saw tonight and not so much of the rookie behaviors.
Yeah, I hope so as well because – oh, I'm getting real nervous about this secondary in general, Glenn. We just got a handful of guys, right? Like somebody needs to, even my guy Brandon, you know, McLaurin put him in his place a couple
times.
Good work,
tonight. Though, right? Good work. He got to go up against Terry McLaurin.
You can't be too upset about that, right? You're absolutely right. And I'm just nervous, man. I don't know who's going to step up. That's what has me most nervous.
Like it looks like Seymour has so far, but there's got to be more than just Seymour.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to point this out because I was thinking about this early in the game. Axel says Dean Pease part two and McDonald getting used to seeing too high all season again. I think a lot of that in like the bend don't break situation where like we saw that it was at the very first drive of the Commanders where they, you know, outside of that 3rd and 15, they moved down the field pretty well. But then as soon as they got the red zone, locked down.
Yeah.
That type of scenario reminds me a lot of Dean Pease. So, I can't disagree with him on that one. But, I'm nervous about the secondary, Glenn. You need to walk me off a ledge, my man. It's funny because I feel like you were more nervous. I was less nervous. And I feel like we've kind of swapped.
Well, first of all, we're nervous about the corners, not the secondary, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Yeah.
I feel pretty good about our safety group.
Not too much to be nervous about.
But I don't know what to tell. I thought Hayes had a couple nice plays. The new corner, he had the interception where he came off his guy, played the ball well. You know, Brissett made a bad play, but still, Hayes was there to take advantage of it. And I thought he had a couple other nice plays. He also came up and was physical at the line, made a tackle. But, dude, it's going to be tough. Well, here's what I will say. Remember, even though we don't have necessarily that, that Max Crosby pass rusher, we were still fifth in the league in sacks last year. Pretty damn good at getting pressure on the quarterback. And I don't expect that to be any different this year, Jimbo. So while our corners, they're beat up, I still think they're going to get help from the defensive front. They're going to have pressure from the quarterback. And then those safeties are going to be, of course, a big, big part of slowing down the pass attack. I'm not as nervous as I was because I think if Roby's ready to play now, he's got – crazy play experience. He's not going to look like a rookie out there. And I'm hopeful that Marlon will be back, Jimbo. Marlon, come on, buddy.
I know. Please. Seriously. Seriously. Get the deer antler. Whatever you got to do. Yeah,
whatever you got to do, bruh.
Just don't get popped.
Yeah, just don't get caught.
Pull whatever Conor McGregor's taking. Find a way to get out of USADA. Right? Like, change your whole jawline, dude. The heck? Dude's whole face has changed.
His head got bigger. He did the Barry Bonds treatment.
Jeez a whiz. But yeah, Marlo, whatever you got to do, dude, just rub some dirt on it. You know, say a prayer to the good Lord upstairs and let's get back out here. Who did we just had on? I'm blanking on his name. Luke, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I think it was him. He was mentioning it, and the fact that it's a foot also has him a little concerned, right? Like, so
now they didn't put any hardware in there, did they?
Not that I know of, but just it being a foot in and of itself is like a kind of a bummer.
Oh,
at
I know.
That position, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this foot thing seems to be a problem here.
Yeah. Max Offit says, Ajabo going to be fine when it matters. Haven't forgotten about him wrecking Burrow less than a year off his tear. Yeah, that's fair.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Is he locked up on your screen too, DK? Okay.
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
there
back.
We go. All right, cool. All right. Cool.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry.
There you go.
No, I was just saying that I hope that that's the case, and I appreciate the good juju, Max, but
yeah.
I'm still nervous about him getting physically handled a little bit by a starting right tackle. I mean, we saw, like you're talking about good work, we saw work tonight against a starting right tackle.
Yeah, and I think what worries me is that part of the preseason for young guys, especially young guys that are drafted high and expected to participate early and often with the starters, is that these guys use this to gain confidence. Like, so much of being a good athlete is being a confident athlete.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that he's gaining a ton of confidence, even with, I'm sure, his teammates, his coaches, you know, slapping him on the head and saying, hey, we're seeing good things out there. We're seeing this. We're seeing – he knows why he's here. He's here to pressure the quarterback. He's here – he knows that, you know, that's what gets you paid in this league. And so I think that's the part that has me worried. I don't want him going into this season lacking confidence. I want this guy's confidence to be at 1,000. And right now I can't imagine, even with the support of teammates and coaches, that it's going very high right now.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. Dang it. I just want the season to start over.
To start over?
Start over. Start already. Okay. Excuse me. Start over. No.
I don't want to go back to Lamar stuff again, dude. That's just
man. No. None of that.
It's over,
dude,
bro.
I'm so tired right now. I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth. Just words are just falling out of my mouth at random. I don't know what's going on.
Well, look, I want to ask you this. Do you think with the Keaton Mitchell injury,
yeah,
could they do, hey, everyone saw you get hurt, even if it's not that bad, do you,
right,
do you smell an IR stash?
Ooh, the Ravens are always good for one of those two, aren't they?
Do you smell it? Because I'm starting to smell a stash.
Oh, that's a good pickup, Glenn. Was that an original thought or was that in a comment?
I think I saw it somewhere along the line.
Oh,
here.
See, I was about to give you hella props for that, Glenn.
No. I got to keep it 100. I don't remember where I found it, though, so apologies who I couldn't give credit to.
I think that I'm going to call it a 50-50.
Okay.
I could totally see it. Them just being like, hey, look, it's in the best interest for you, best interest for us. You know, I don't know how the payment works here. Like, you know, I don't know how that will reflect in his paycheck, but yeah, I can see it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because like, think about what they really, do they really need? They don't really need him. They like to have him. And with the injury, it just makes too much sense to not risk, because they don't want to risk losing him in waivers. So,
Yeah,
I think he's going to ultimately get stashed. I mean, but hey, next year, that'll be good, because next year we have no running backs on the staff, I think, other than Justice Hill.
Yep, so, your guy, Justice Hill.
At least we'll have two guys on the staff. You
we're
going
to have to get Glenn a Justice Hill jersey.
Hey, dude, I'll take it, dude. All right, let me ask you this.
Gus didn't play tonight, though.
Exactly. We saw him with the starters. Hill played well, but Gus didn't play. So what the hell does this mean?
That means that Gus is the guy.
Is that what it means?
Yes. What did John say before preseason game started? Solidified starters won't play.
He said that before the last game, and then Gus played.
Right. Well, Gus just had to give him a quick reminder. Like, coach, let me just – you need a reminder? Fine. I'll give you a reminder. You want a quick refresher course? No problem. Drop into my 101 Gus the Bus class, how to get it done.
Yeah,
so that's what it means to me.
Hey, let me ask your opinion on Trenton Simpson tonight. I thought he had some moments, like when he pressured the quarterback, kind of ran through the running back as he tried to block him. But it really hurt my feelings to watch him miss that tackle from the guy who was standing directly in front of him with the sideline to his immediate right, and he somehow got beat up the sideline while grabbing a face mask.
Yeah, not your best look, Glenn.
How did he get beat by the sideline?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. He was right. Your friend, man.
I couldn't believe it. Like,
And look, this is the kind of stuff that happens to preseason, happens to rookies. And
yeah.
Just like you said, got to get it out of your system. Got to get it out of your system. What about Travis Jones, man? I thought he looked good tonight. That's DK's guy, right, DK? DK's a big Travis Jones guy.
Is that DK's guy? I didn't know that was DK's guy. All right.
Yeah. And didn't you get his autograph? Didn't, yeah.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
So, I thought he played well tonight. He seemed disruptive to me and seemed ready to go for the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Got credited for the sack. It was a bit of a team effort, but he ultimately was the first guy to get there and gets the credit. Thought he obviously played well against the run. Yeah, he's going to be a stud, man. And he's going to have to fight some absolute monsters for playtime. That's the crazy part,
yeah.
Which is encouraging because you don't want the drop-off to be too steep from your first string to your second. And certainly, it doesn't look like it's going to be that big of a drop.
Right. No, it doesn't. That unit is deep. And it's funny. I don't know if you saw this. I saw floating around on Twitter. Clowney, they showed some of his highlights in Cleveland as an interior rusher. Got
scary.
Me real excited.
Scary. Yeah.
Man, him up against a guard is just not fair.
No.
It's just not fair.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not fair. Is this the Dr. Uncle Bob in here?
Let me see. I didn't see. Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be Dr. Uncle Bob. I'd love to see Mitchell make a spot. Yeah, everybody would. You know, Dante Demas... I like Dante Demas because he's a Turk, but...
I wanted him to show out tonight.
I haven't seen anything from Demas from the start. I got to be honest.
Tariq Black looks like the better big body guy.
Yeah, for sure. Or any of the tight ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to say it, you know, because yeah. he's a Turk. But it is what it is. Robert Wiggins says, is it me or does Clowney look small? Lamar almost looked bigger standing next to him. Well, he certainly looks slight, but he's always...
He just had a big t-shirt on.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's always been a longer guy. I think that's
he looks more like a basketball player to me. He's always kind of looked more like a basketball player. But I looked at some, I'm going to try and get this guy on. Does I just don't want to say his name, but you guys, I'm sure, know his name because he does a lot of tape work and he broke down some plays from him last year. He looked pretty damn good last year in the moments he was motivated. Let's hope that he stays motivated when he gets here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I did notice, but he's always looked like a basketball player to me.
Yeah, I don't know if – yeah, I mean, there's been some moments where he looks hella big. But, like, you know, he looks like a DN to me. But he's a longer – but he's got long arms. So that's – you know what I mean? He's never going to have these, like, bulging biceps, right? Because he's got longer arms. Like you said, yeah, he's got – yeah, I guess he's kind of built like a basketball player.
Hey, my old man wants to know, Jimbo, is apparently wants to know why your hair is so awesome. I mean, you know,
it's really
genetics.
Not, it's really not that awesome, guys. I hate to break
it. I tell you what, how jelly beans is some of the members of your family of your hair? I mean, let's call it what it is.
Dude,
the men in your family don't have the strongest hair game, and then you freaking come in. Dude,
I just walk in
and
like
you're doing this all day, dude. You're running your fingers through it. You think the other men at like Thanksgiving are like, this
son of a,
you know, he's sitting over here just doing this, showing it off. You might as well sit at the table with a brush. Just
and then they and
99,
then
100.
And then they see my son's hair.
I'm leaving.
This whole family, what's going on here?
What's up with that, man?
And I didn't highlight it either. I think this is just from
the sun,
sun exposure.
You know?
Yeah.
All natural, son.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Look, dude. I got to keep what I can, right? Got to keep the teeth game good. Got to keep the hair game good. That's what happens when you get old, man. You got to hold on to what you can.
That's it, man. You know, dude. No one else is going to take care of it. You got
That's right. I'm going into that good night like a cat with all its claws out, right? Trying to hold on as long as I can.
It's gripping.
That's right.
Hey, let me ask you a question about everyone wants Mayfield Jr. cut immediately. He does commit a penalty on fourth down, a ball in which, by the way, was
39,
thrown,
right?
Yes, that ball was thrown into the damn stands.
Yeah,
what happened to
this,
uncatchable?
That's what I was going to say. When does this ever apply anymore?
Apparently, that's no longer a factor, but that ball was so far out of bounds. Like, that's the part that had me most frustrated. Like, he didn't have to do anything. He could have let him go. That ball was never in a million years going to be caught. The game would have been over right there. So frustrated, but, you know, at the same point, Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, do you think Mayfield had a great shot at making the roster?
No,
anyway?
No. I don't know anything about the kid, and that means no.
He's an undrafted guy. That's all I know.
All right. If we don't know very much about him.
Yeah.
Your chances
talk
are pretty,
a lot of Ravens
are,
football.
Yeah, are pretty slim. Yeah. So, because look, the way that, I mean, we obviously are going to know all the names, but the way that we're going to pick it out is just by our analysis, by going to practice. Like our a lot of people will listen. It's like a top-down approach where they'll listen to national media and then they'll start to like dig in a little more. But we take the opposite approach, right? Like, I know that we're not getting our opinions from national media. We're really, okay, let's go to the source, see what we find. And then you and I will pick out players because they pop in our eyes, right? Mm-hmm, like to what we see. And I haven't seen anything from the kid or else we would have been talking about him before. So to me, that means his chances are very little. Unless my eyes just simply deceive me.
Yep, I agree. Absolutely. Is the left guard competition over to John Simpson? It looks like he's the leader. Do you think he wins it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw Saleh playing late.
Yep.
You know, I knew Ben Cleveland has to know it's all over when they got him out of tackle.
Yeah.
It's all over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as like, I mean, I think he makes the roster.
Oh, of course.
But.
Well, actually, I don't know.
Right.
He might not.
It's definitely not an of course.
Yeah, he
like
might
if you
not.
Really just sit and think about it for a second.
But I mean, he'll probably make the practice squad at the very least because we saw Shark be on the practice squad pretty much all season last year.
Yeah.
So I assume he's at least on the level of it's been disappointing from him. Yeah.
Hey, did I miss something or did I not see Ham tonight?
No, he played. I actually have a note here. He was involved in helping that strip. Him and Nichols are really what forced that fumble.
Dude,
and
Nichols
then he got
was
hurt.
Active all night.
He was. And it was both of them who contributed on the play. And then, if I remember correctly, Ham went out of the game right after that play.
Okay.
And so I think that's why you missed him. But, yeah, he was out there. He recorded two tackles, including one solo.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, I thought Nichols is active. He was so I kind of talking about what we were talking about before. He was a standout for me tonight. Man, could you imagine how much power would take the way that he was able to get on, you know, hold the football and use his whole body weight to drag, you know, to bring that football out? That's impressive technique. Because how many guys could, like, let me just have a D lineman sink to the ground with all the force that they can, and I'm just going to try and hold on to this football?
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for that running back because it's like that guy probably had a long shot to make the roster, and then he's got Nichols holding, just letting all his body weight on his one forearm to rip the ball out. It's like, coach, you saw what happened. Like, the stars aligned on me over here, man. Like, this isn't poor ball security. You know? Yeah, I kind of felt bad for the guy.
Yeah. And then on the opposite side, I mean, speaking of ball security, he didn't have a fumble, which is great, but we kind of talked about it. But any excitement around Melvin Gordon? How bummed were you
Zero.
That he got stopped on a third
Zero
one?
Zero excitement around Melvin Gordon. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe how easily he went down on that play. Like,
how did he not stiff arm him through the ground like Wile E. the Coyote?
All forward. Like, I mean, I'm not even saying he had to Derrick Henry him, but show something as far, like, I mean, he just went, I mean, as soon as he was contacted, boom, he was down, didn't go forward an inch. He fell straight down like a trap door was pulled when he hit it. Like, it was, I mean, I don't see much. The only thing he's got going for him is that Keaton Mitchell got hurt today, in my opinion.
Oh, is that a bummer, man? That's a real bummer. And I guess I don't know how much, I don't know what the structure of the deal is with him. So I don't know if that has, you know, is bodes
how
in
much
his favor.
Guarantees, yeah.
Yeah, and all that
I mean,
stuff.
I can't imagine the Ravens were crazy enough to give him guarantees, like, much.
Okay, so this is the other thing I got to ask. This is early on in the game, and I'm getting really random at this point because it's 12-14. But,
yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I understand pass interference.
Okay.
But I always get confused by a few things. So, question. Can you play through the receiver in pursuit of the ball? Yes or no? Based on your understanding.
No.
You cannot.
Oh, if you're playing the ball.
Right.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
If you're playing the ball.
If I was a referee, based on what I know, I would have had contradicting feelings. I understand that Malik Harrison was early on the play. Mm-hmm. He was early. That was clear. So, like, layer number one of my understanding of the rule, you can't contact the guy out of 5 yards, right? Excessively. Or else it's pass interference. It's that simple.
Yeah.
But to me, he was also in pursuit of the football.
Right.
So I like, why was it just such a foregone conclusion? This is just a PI. Like, gotcha. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess because he went through the receiver in pursuit. Maybe that's the problem instead of,
I guess, I don't know.
It's really a penalty, but I see what you're saying. Like how they have to, like,
so he has to like limbo around the guy and to like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't
like,
know.
Is it a the reason? Yeah. Like, is he supposed to hold up? And then as soon as the ball gets there, then make. Yeah. It's a tough, I guess what you're saying is it's a really tough situation for a defender to be in. Oh, and there goes Jimbo. Okay. And Jimbo has just been completely eliminated from this stream here. A lot of people say, I see some names. Greedy Williams is popping up. I know he got cut. I can't imagine they haven't at least looked at Greedy Williams, given the situation in the cornerback room. But it's ultimately up to them to see if he, you know, kind of plays like a Raven, as they like to say. If he plays with the right energy, intensity, and physicality that you're going to have to play if you're anybody on the Ravens defense, you're going to have to play with. But we'll wait to see what happens.
I have no idea what just happened.
Dude, you got booted.
Did DK, did you boot me?
Yeah, that would be hilarious, dude. If DK,
like, accidentally? It literally like said secretly. Something on my screen just said, try again, something went wrong. That's all that popped up on my screen.
That was Patrick Queen, dude. It's Pat Queen, he's still pissed. He's like, never forget. Hashtag.
Sorry, I was going to say I love you, Pat, but you know what? I'm not going to capitulate just because you're an athlete. They get plenty of that.
That's right.
Look, it is what it is, dude.
All you got to do is do like this to the fans and they get, you know, they don't need you, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Pat Queen doesn't need you.
That's right.
I'm glad I just now saw this. Tylan Wallace, right? I mean, is it done? Wide receiver 6, it's been done?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Tonight. He picks up a 37-yard penalty, and then the very next play catches the tutty.
Yeah, he's looked like – it's nice to see that – it's funny to say this, but a guy – now, this hasn't happened until Greg Roman's gone, but he's starting to develop, like, as a wide receiver, right?
Yep.
I mean, the back shoulder stuff looks good.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
definitely a play that he feels comfortable with, and I don't know how much run he's going to get in the season. And if he does, it's probably just going to be out of injury, so I don't know how much of I want to see, but – it's nice to see him progressing as a player. It's exciting.
Yeah, buddy. I think he's going to be a player that they're – look, with the injury history at the wide receivers at the top, it's not unreasonable to think at some point in the season he's going to have to be asked to make an important catch. And to this point, I've seen nothing but, you know, reasons to believe he'll make the catch when he's asked.
Yeah, I agree. Now, this is the other question. Are there, in general, any other like real bubble guys that you see still at this point, or open position battles outside? We talked about like tight end 4 with Volkolek and Ricard, I guess Keaton Melvin Gordon. It really comes down to health, I think, at this point. Are there any other ones that are still up in the air for you?
Yeah, I was trying to think. I mean, I think maybe if you're talking nickel corner, but at this point it's such a hodgepodge group.
Right.
It's not like an ideal scenario where you can go, who's fighting for nickel? So, I mean, obviously, Ardarius has made some big plays. I think he's certainly made his way onto this roster, but he would have probably been there even if there weren't the rash of injuries, in my opinion, because he was playing so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, it's just guys lost themselves. Like, I mean, again, James Prochet, I think he definitely, man, every game, it's just like, dude, what are you doing out there? I mean, you're just trying to find ways to make yourself, you know, lose the confidence of the fans. Jeremiah Moon, I thought had a pretty nice couple of plays. He did over pursue and let the quarterback get away from him. I think definitely on one occasion, but maybe on two, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we talked about most of them. This was a fun game. I thought awesome game for the defense to get that much of a look of a roster full of – I mean, this was the entire starting lineup of the offense for the whole first half. That mm-hmm. is invaluable snaps for these young guys. And, you know, defense – I mean, the offense, I'm sorry, they were going up against second team and third team just like the on the other side. So, But yeah, it was a fun game. Can't wait for the regular season. I'm like, what are we going to see in the third preseason? Like, who's going to be out there for this last one?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, so Huntley has the hamstring. Huntley locked up just in that limited time he played in the last game, the QB2. Like, is there any
competition
at this point for emergency quarterback?
Well, I think Josh Johnson would certainly be that. But Anthony Brown didn't look terrible. He had that long run. No. He threw two tutties. To me, I think Josh Johnson's back in the QB2 conversation.
Really?
10 of 12, 145 with two tutties. He was taking shots. Everything he didn't do in the first game, the first game, he was doing no chances, dumping it down. He did it all in the second game.
Yeah, my wife was asking me the same exact thing. She was like, man, 17... Like, he's been in the league for a while, right? She's asking me. I'm like, yeah, but he never really pushes the ball. Like, that's always been, you know, he's been hesitant to, and then literally, like, he darts it to Kohler. I'm like, okay, now I look like an idiot. Cause So like, she's like, oh, is that the case? I'm like, yeah, well, except in this one moment, I open my fat mouth and say that.
Right.
And he decides to do the exact opposite. So thanks, Josh. I appreciate that. But QB2.
Look at Hal, dude. Hal, 7.5 yard average.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson, 12.1.
But it also makes you wonder how Huntley would have looked.
Yeah. No
but
doubt.
But I think Huntley's still in the driver's seat. But does he have to show out in Saturday's game?
Are we just going to let him not practice and rest his hamstring until the rest and like just give him the... Give him the job. Despite the fact that Josh Johnson's been out here practicing, played well in the second preseason game. What if he plays well in the third and we still don't see Huntley in the practice field or in the game? I'm starting to lean towards Josh Johnson.
Ooh.
If that's the case, which I didn't think would be. I thought Huntley ran away with it. But now, new information here.
Yeah, that's difficult for me to. I get your point. It's going to be interesting to see. So is this going to force Huntley to, you know, like all the memes where like people get up out the wheelchair, like pull a Paul Pierce and is he got to really get out there?
Dude, it's going to be like, who was it? Fury who sat up after getting knocked down, dude. He's
going to
sit up.
I mean,
get out. No, but he at least has to participate in practice. Like what happened if he doesn't practice till the regular season? What happens if, knock on some stuff? What happens if Lamar goes down? Oh, here comes the guy who hasn't practiced in 3 weeks. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. So, I would keep Josh Johnson. If he doesn't come back to practice, is what I'm saying.
Right? No, that's a... Oh, man, that's tough. Because then Josh turns into Josh again. And it's infuriating all over again.
Could. But what are we going to... I mean, look, you're going to play... You're going to make your guy your backup quarterback week one. He hasn't practiced in 3 weeks. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing is handled. But I'm gonna say that for now, Huntley, that he gets back in time to have he secures the job, whether it's in practice or in the preseason games.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Or the last preseason game, I should say.
Yeah, he needs to get back because he played after the like. That's what's crazy. It's like, man, that thing's really lingering considering he played after the injury.
Right.
But yeah, I think. I watch the waiver wire. Watch if you see guys getting cut around the league. See if the Ravens take advantage of it and add some late talent. Wouldn't be shocked at all to see them do it. But yeah, I think that's it for us tonight, Jimbo. And we'll be back in the not too distant future. We'll be back very, very soon. And of course, breaking any news if the Ravens do so.
See ya.
See ya.